Good afternoon and welcome back to another of the series of Sun City Shadow Hills podcasts. I'm your host, Bob Furring. And I went to the Coachella Valley History Museum festival over the weekend. I met a lot of interesting people, and I'm going to have a lot of interesting stories that I'm going to present in future podcasts. But one of the people I met there is named John Emerson. And John is going to, grew up in this area, and he's going to talk about how the East Coachella Valley has changed over the years. So, John, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So, tell us how old you are and where you grew up.
Well, I'm 68 now, and I grew up in Cathedral City.
Mm-hmm.
1950 on.
I recall what triggered this, my thought on this, is I recall going to the Palm Desert City Hall building, and they had pictures of President Kennedy being here. So that would have been the early 60s. And the streets in Palm Desert were not paved in those days.
That's true.
So what was it like in Cathedral City in the 50s?
Well, apparently what they call it, the area I grew up in, which is where the city used to be until they tore it down, was the Cove. And it basically went up from Highway 111 to the south, up into the foothills, to a street called Terrace, which is not very far up to the south. And then everything above that was called the Chatsworth Tract, and it was all dirt roads up there.
I see.
So there were about 1,500 people in Cathedral City at the time, as I recall.
Wow. What did your dad do? How did you happen to be living here?
My dad was a banker, and there was a bank here that was a local chain from Banning to Indio called the Desert Bank. And they had offices in, I believe, Banning, Palm Springs, Cathedral City, and Indio. And he was the vice president of that bank. And then I would say within 3 or 4 years of moving down here in 1950, he became the vice president of the First National Bank in Coachella, which was an independent bank serving basically the ranchers and the Coachella Valley.
So in those days, agriculture must have been the most important thing. Is that right?
Sort of. Agriculture was the most important thing, probably from Indio on toward Salton Sea and beyond. That was the date groves. I remember living in Indio, and there were cotton fields at the bus stop where I caught the bus to go to school. But from Cathedral City, which was within 6 miles of Palm Springs was always a tourist destination, and so that was the main focus of Palm Springs, obviously, was the tourist industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking as I said that. The construction industry has been a pretty big factor in this valley for this time. You think at all the homes that have gotten built. Was Interstate 10 always there in your lifetime?
Not that I recall. We used to go out to, as I recall, the way to get to Los Angeles in those days was take Highway 111 out to Windy Point, and then you hooked up with, I don't know what the equivalent of 10 was. I don't think it was numbered that then.
Uh-huh.
And you headed toward Los Angeles, but you ended up going to Los Angeles on Foothill Boulevard, and through all the towns like Redlands and Rialto and Fontana, all the way to L.A. at that point.
So how long would it have taken to get to Los Angeles in those days?
Oh, probably 2.5 hours, maybe. A lot of times we would take the train. There was a train depot out at Windy Point, which is long gone, and you could take the train to Los Angeles pretty easily.
Okay, well, what are your fondest memories of the area when you think back?
Well, the nostalgia, I guess, would be the desert itself when it was desert. I mean, when we built our house in Cathedral City, it was on Palo Verde Drive, and that was in the Cove. That was the furthest street to the west. And so from our backyard at that point all the way to the foothills was open desert. And when I was a kid, of course, that's where I was hanging out. I was hiking the hills all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of missed that. Other memories as the valley developed. When I was in high school, I caddied at Bermuda Dunes, and I could drive my Pontiac on Country Club at 100 miles an hour with nothing but sand dunes between Thunderbird and Bermuda Dunes.
Really?
Yep.
Boy, what a change that has been. Okay, well, I appreciate your sharing some memories with us. It's hard to look at this valley now with all the development and think that it wasn't that long ago that there was nothing here but sand dunes. But that is very much the case.
That's true. It was, but the golf courses started. Tamarack was in, and Thunderbird was in the early days. The first Desert Classic before it was Bob Hope was, in the late 50s, I guess. And so there were still the other memories I have are celebrities that you ran into when you were in downtown Cathedral City.
Yeah. Okay, I'll bite. What celebrities did you run into?
Well, I ran into Red Skelton frequently. I had a small argument with Harpo Marx at the liquor store in Cathedral City at one point because he was busy cashing a check and talking, and I told him he wasn't Harpo Marx because Harpo Marx doesn't talk. And so we had a bit of a discussion about that, and he hauled me out to his Rolls Royce and opened the door and showed me the mail addressed to him.
Pretty good. Well, I guess celebrities have been coming here ever since there have been celebrities. And
yep, that's true.
So you spent time caddying at Bermuda Dunes, huh? Did you meet any prominent golfers?
Didn't really meet prominent golfers at Bermuda Dunes. I was caddying for the people that played there when they wanted a caddy rather than a cart. But my first caddying experience was in the Bob Hope Desert Classic when they needed every able body they could to caddy for the amateurs that were playing in the tournament. But over the years, from the time I was about 12, pretty much through adulthood, I'd follow the Bob Hope Classic and particularly follow Arnold Palmer if I could. And by the time I was probably 15 or 16, he didn't know my name, but he'd recognize me when I was standing around the green and take time to come over and say hello, which is remarkable for someone of that stature at that point.
Really?
And then when I was in college as a news director for the radio station, I had a press pass to the Classic. So I was in the locker room at Indian Wells Country Club and sat down at a table with Arnie and attempted to do an interview with him, but ran out of questions after two or three. So I just said, would you mind giving me an interview because you're more experienced than I am? And he gave me a 10-minute interview on the tape without me asking any questions.
That's great. So thank you for sharing some memories with us. I think this has been very enjoyable.
Good. I hope so, and thanks for asking me to share.
You're welcome. Well, that's a bit of the past of the Coachella Valley, and I hope you enjoy it. And I'll look forward to talking to you next time. Thank you.